Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This program by Andy Holt is entitled, Is Your Company Attractive to Current and Future Employees? Tom, what's the essence of Andy's program?
Bill, the essence of Andy's presentation is to quit complaining and spend some time to take an honest look at who your company really is. He talks about getting rid of pride and being willing to ask questions. He even suggests joining a mixed group of contractor peers to get some honest feedback on your business. Bill, what about Andy's presentation struck a bell with you?
Well, Tom, I loved his statement, money attracts people, but culture is what keeps them employed. I wrote that one down. He mentions a great quote by T.H. Kelly that says, you cannot properly lead or motivate people that you don't know. He talks about simple things like who's married and who's single, the names of your spouses and children, your employees' hobbies. Do any of your employees have special needs children or perhaps elderly parents that they're caring for? These are the kinds of things that help you understand where the employee is coming from and in some cases provides opportunities to come alongside of them with support. Now that is what creates a family culture that most employees want to be a part of. Well, this month's speaker is a longtime friend of both of us. Andy Holt has worked within the trades industries most of his career. He does consulting and serves as the moderator for several mixed groups. Andy also has a relatively new program called Outdoor University that teaches technicians customer service skills in an outdoor camping environment. And now, with Is Your Business Attractive to Current and Future Employees, here's Andy Holt with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Hi, on today's show, we're going to be discussing some of the common questions and issues that I often hear while speaking or working with my clients around the country. We all have some of the same core challenges to deal with, and I hope that some of these discussions will shed some light on some issues for you. We all know that running a successful business is hard, and it's a lot harder than you probably thought it was when you first started. Endless issues that come up daily. Some are big and have a big impact, and some are small. The trick is, and with experience this comes, the ability to know what is big and what is small. Knowing those differences will determine your impact as a leader. Let's agree that most of us got into business because we were, as Michael Gerber from his book, The E-Myth, says, we're technicians. And what he means is you have the skills to actually do the technical work that your company advertises. This is really common. The problem, as Mr. Gerber states it, is just because you know how to do the technical work in a business doesn't mean you know how to run a business that does that technical work. And again, this is an age-old problem. Just look around. Most of the people you do business against, in other words, your competition, were former technicians in that trade. And I'd bet a month of paychecks you were too. It's an age-old problem. But the technician, here's how it works. The technician working is working for a company, and he gains all these skills needed to do the work, and he thinks he can do the same thing that his boss is doing and make all the money himself. So he runs out and starts his own shop. And this is where we are today. In fact, I'll submit to you, this is where we've been for a long, long time. Lots of technicians running businesses just like a technician, not a business leader who guides and directs a growing and profitable business. Two different guys. Some technicians do the hard work to learn these new skills and manage a business, and they do quite well, while sadly others continue to hit the wall of unpreparedness. The results of not running your business correctly show up in many, many ways. And then some of the common things that I see, and I'm sure you've seen, is little or no growth year after year. Company is stagnant. High employee turnover. Just can't keep people. Management tends to blame people for most every failure. It's always their fault, never my fault. Lots of complaining and blaming of others. I hear statements like, I can't find good people, or I can't keep good people. Does any of that sound familiar to you? Well, if so, congratulations, you're normal. even though the deck is stacked against the technician who starts their own business, some do, again, ultimately make it. They learn what they need to know, and they begin to make changes necessary to make the business work. Most of these changes are made within themselves. They attend classes and business seminars. They seek out other successful business owners, and they drop that pride, and ask advice. And they may simply observe and mimic others. One of the best pieces of advice I can give you as an owner or a manager who wants to learn how to run your business better is to join and meet together with other non-competing business owners in neighboring or surrounding cities. I'd suggest you meet for a few days, twice a year. I've hosted several of these meetings over the years, and I'm currently the moderator for several groups, and can report to you without hesitation the information that you will gain from your peers can be found nowhere else. If you go to a trade show, if you go to a dealer meeting of any kind, you all know the information that you're getting is filtered, and most of it's not even close to true. When you join these other groups, you'll begin to have and build relationships with other dealers, and with those relationships comes honesty and openness. That's the magic. You will find that you're not alone, and other business owners are dealing with many of, or most of the same issues that you're dealing with. This fact alone empowers you to do better. There is power in the group, and you will get better just by being around others that do what your business does. The magic of accountability and peer pressure is at work when you join these, what often is called mastermind groups or mixed groups. To find out more about these groups, call your territory manager and see if they know of any groups available that you can join. Or you can look up national or regional trade shows that may offer you a seat at one of the upcoming groups. Do what it takes, though, to find out about these groups and make your way to each and every meeting. And after you attend just one, I promise you, you will never want to miss another one. They are that powerful and that impactful. As a moderator of these groups, let me discuss some of the more common themes that I hear the owners of these groups, and it goes something like this, and I'm sure you've heard them. I can't find good people, I can't keep good people, or I want to grow, but I've hit an invisible wall, you know, those types of comments. And let me discuss some of those. When I hear an owner say that they can't find good people, I ask them some questions like, well, is it your expectation that qualified people will just show up and say, hey, hire me? Or are you waiting for someone qualified to answer your help wanted ad? The conversation will usually go towards something like, I can't find these young people who want to work anymore, or our industry just isn't as attractive to good people anymore, something like that. Then I ask the owner, what are you offering to work here? And again, oftentimes I'll hear something like, we offer qualified technicians $26 an hour, the owner might say. To that I say, what if you offered $36 an hour? Would you attract more qualified techs? They say yes, but qualify their answer with, well, I can't afford to pay that. You know, you don't know my town, things like that. Do you see the dilemma? There are good people out there. The reality is your business and the way you operate it isn't attractive to them. Sorry for some of you for the cold splash of water on your face with that last comment, but for many small business owners, this is quite true. Take a look in the mirror and see some of your problems. Stop blaming others for your issues. And look, man, you run the business, and it's up to you to learn how to do it in a way that attracts and keeps the kind of people you need. This is no time for you to be a technician. Stop it. You're the boss, and you need to learn how to be a boss that good people want to work for. And if you don't like it, hey, close up shop, pick up your tools, and go to work for somebody else. Not everybody's cut out to run a business. In fact, most fail. In fact, most fail big. For over 38 years now, I've seen this scenario play out time and time again, and it goes something like this. You know, a guy decides to go to enter the trade. They attend a trade school, and they think they're doing what it takes to gain a marketable skill. They are hired by a small company, and the new greenhorn is stuck working at a company that values only his hands, his back, and his feet, not his mind or no concern for his future. There's no formal orientation by the owner, no individualized and customized training schedules for his particular needs, no integration into the team, no career path is offered. Just sign them up and put them in a truck. Now, how does that sound? If you were new to a company and were wanting to make a career of this, how would that make you feel? That's a great beginning, isn't it? You might begin to ask yourself if this was even the right place to work at all, or even the industry for that matter. In my industry, which I work, is HVAC, and the facts are that most technicians work for 2.3 companies over an 8 to 10 year period, and then they leave. I feel so bad, I really do, for a good technician working for a bad company. To me, that's a much bigger problem. Often I pose a question to my clients like this: is our problem that we can't find good people, or is it good people can't find a great place to work? Usually I hear a round of crickets after I ask that question. If you want to attract better people, make sure your business offers more than money. Better people seek out and want to work in better environments, places they feel connected to and want to be a part of, places have an ongoing training and personal development. It's not all about the money. Money is just a way to attract, but it will be the company's culture that keeps them or drives them away. I hear and use this phrase, company culture, a lot these days. Every company has a culture all its own, and most owners never even stop to think about it. A great question to ponder for yourself is this: what is my company culture? In fact, to make a point, I'd like for you to walk around the shop and from time to time ask your people to describe in their own words what your company culture is. Don't be surprised if you get some funny looks or some crazy hesitations from the employee. They might think it's a trick. This is usually not a subject regularly discussed by small businesses, and that could be the reason for their hesitation. My point here is to begin to define what your culture actually is. What I'm talking about here is a common set of values that everything is filtered through. These are values that must have universal acceptance and ones in which your entire team agrees with. Some of these values might be, for example, honesty, respect, no gossiping, and things like that. Some of these values are, when these values are discussed and agreed upon, then it's up to you, the owner, and the management to keep talking about them from now on. This is not a one-off meeting that you have. This is something that you start and never stop. Make sure everybody understands the values. These values also make it very, very clear and easy to see when someone has crossed the line. When someone does something that violates one of these core values, you must take action and take it pronto. You must protect and defend these values as if your business and all your employees' lives depended on them, because they do. By having a core set of values that your team knows, lives out, and regularly discusses, you're setting the foundation and the climate that attracts good people. There are tons of books and articles to review if you decide to make your company culture a bigger priority than it probably is today. You can also visit other businesses that have what you'd consider the right stuff. Call the owner of those companies. Go visit. See how they treat each other at work. Listen to the words they use as they talk to each other and to their customers. You can almost feel the care and concern as you witness people who really care. This is no joke, my friend. This is what successful people do who want to stay on top. It's out of the heart that they do this, but it absolutely filters to the bottom line. Truett Cathy of Chick-fil-A, the Chick-fil-A founder, said this: we are not in the chicken business. We're in the people business, and we just happen to sell chicken. And that puts it just about where it needs to be. Finally, I hear the questions and comments on how to grow my business. And I totally agree that we all have to grow, or we'll become less relevant now to both our current customers and our future ones. The problem I see is that the same guys that stress and complain that they can't grow are the same guys who've never outgrown their technician roots. The old saying goes that we all rise to the level of our incompetency. Now think about that statement for just a minute. We rise to the level of our incompetency. That's a sobering thought to ponder, but it's true and very, very fair. If you're in a place that you feel stuck in business or in life, doesn't matter. Possibly, quite possibly, you need to just grow up and get out of that place. You know, literally. Don't stay there. Educate yourself. Motivate yourself. Put yourself around other people who are ahead of you. Let them help you. They'll do that. Often, you won't see things. Get somebody from out of your office to come in and take a look at it. You're too close to the action. Have an outsider come in and take a look around with fresh eyes, and they can tell you what they see. We all too often get comfortable with our familiar surroundings and accept things because, hey, that's the way we've always done it. But being complacent and not willing to change has a very predictable ending. It's a slow burn, and my friend, you'll be on an unhappy and downward trend that sucks the life out of you and your entire team. Great people will not hang around and work for a place that's about to get hit by a train. Everything matters, and it's up to you to discuss and develop the correct culture for your business and continue to be a great example for those who work for you. Wait a minute. That's it. That's the secret weapon. That's the silver bullet. Be a person of character that others are willing to follow. That just takes a few words to say, and I totally get this. A lifetime of learning that should never end. It's a journey. It's not a destination that you're ever going to touch. You're always learning how to be a better leader. Finally, be a people person. Be interested in your people. Watch them. Talk to your people. Ask them questions. Help them when you can. And sometimes all they need for you to do is just to listen. People are the most important thing there is to a business. And sadly, most owners and managers don't really even know their people that well. T.H. Kelly said this, "You cannot properly lead or motivate people you do not know." I don't think there's any argument there. Someone told me a long time ago that, hey, I don't care what my people do when they're off the clock. I remember thinking to myself, really, you don't care? That's the type of comment that shows me a boss who really only values what he can get from the employee, not what the boss can do for the employee and their family. In other words, short-term thinking versus long-term thinking. Many of your employees come from broken families. Many have had to overcome some horrific circumstances. Some are right now considering bankruptcy. Some are getting a divorce. Some are caretakers for elderly family members. Some would even share what's going on with their world. But I will tell you that some will tell me, bosses will often tell me, even after hearing some of that, that, hey, what happens at home stays at home. I'm not saying you need to know every crazy detail about your team's home life. But how about these questions concerning your team, just to see how well you know them? Do you know who's married and who's single? Do you know the names of spouses? Do you know names of any of the kids and some of their favorite hobbies? Do you know who's struggling with their current relationship? Do you know if anybody at your office is engaged to be married? Who at your office has a drinking problem? Who at your office has any kind of special needs child or elderly parent that they're caring for that take a lot of extra time and effort? How many of your wives of guys that work with you work outside the home? And finally, what is your people's five-year personal plan? Wonder if you know that one. Some people I talk to about that question are scared to ask the question. When they ask a technician who's been with them 6 or 8 years, they say, hey, let's talk about your next 5 years. And they're afraid of the answer. And I'm telling you, I'd rather know the answer. In fact, I would love to know that somebody is planning on leaving in 4 years, because I'm going to do everything I can to make them want to stay. Because I view that as something that possibly I did as an owner wrong. Now, I will give you this. Sometimes people are going to leave. You can't do anything about it. But wouldn't you rather know? And wouldn't you rather have the kind of relationship with your people that they felt comfortable coming and sharing that with you? I think so. There's one topic in subsequent training I'd like to convince you to bring to your team. This impacts them at home, and everyone on your team takes a lot of time thinking about this subject. And it's, the subject is personal finances. Some of your team has never had any training on how to financially plan, how to start a savings account, how to save for a new house, or save for their retirement. Money fights are listed as the number one thing couples fight about. Dave Ramsey and his team now have an online course called Financial Wellness that you can bring to your employees that will greatly help them better manage what they have. I've personally seen lives change because of making these decisions to be wise with their money. It removes a lot of stress from their lives, and a stress-free team member working for you is a better team member. If you're interested at all in this information, just go to DaveRamsey.com and look for Financial Wellness. It's an online course, and it'll teach your team to proactively control their money, and in turn, you'll have a better team member to work along with. This is a great way to show your team you care about the person. My final thoughts to leave you with are this. Look, hey, stop blaming others. If you really want it, you'll find a way to get it. If you're struggling and you're continually having problems and things like that, all I can say is it's not too big of a problem for you yet, or you would have done something about it. So line up those problems, get mad at the worst ones, and get after them. Another thing, be optimistic. Your ability to stay on course when it gets tough is really critical. Have that picture in your head of what your business will look like when it's finally done. That helps you through the tough days, through the valleys. You're going somewhere. You have a vision. Here you go. And it is contagious. And lastly, be in the people business. Pay more attention to those around you. It's the best use of your time as a leader.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.